A four-vehicle crash on State Road 10 in Jasper County yesterday resulted in one fatality, 19-year-old Marjorie Rottier of Lowell, who was pronounced deceased at the scene. The sheriff's office received the call shortly after noon on Monday about the crashes near County Road 1100 West, a short distance from the I-65 intersection. In a press release, authorities said their preliminary investigation showed 26-year-old Kiana Bessett of Wheatfield was eastbound on State Road 10 when it struck the rear of the Mini Cooper operated by Rottier, who was traveling with two juvenile passengers. The impact forced the Mini Cooper into westbound traffic, and the vehicle was then struck by a pickup truck operated by 45-year-old Lori Esseloff of Lowell. Following the initial collision, the Bessett vehicle continued eastbound and collided with a van operated by 64-year-old Penny Deal of Rensselaer, who was traveling with two juvenile passengers. Due to adverse weather, air medical transport services were unable to respond. All other individuals involved were transported to medical facilities in Crown Point and Kankakee, Illinois. There were no medical conditions given. Two people were found deceased and two others were injured in a house fire in Carroll County, about 15 miles south of Logansport, Saturday. The deceased were identified as residents of the home 44-year-old David Majors and a 15-year-old juvenile. Five fire departments from the county were at the scene. Two other occupants of the home who were not identified were taken to hospitals. Their conditions were described as stable. There was no cause of the fire available. Thomas Moss, one of the three people charged with attempted murder of Tippecanoe County Judge Stephen Meyer and his wife last January, appeared before Special Judge Lisa Swaim on Friday. Moss is asking for the judge to recuse herself, alleging that she is biased against him. Prosecutors are not alleging he pulled the trigger, but they are alleging he was the person who created what took place. A gag order remains in place, so few details are available as to planning for an upcoming trial. The next hearing is scheduled to take place on August the 7th. Former Republican Congressman Steve Bowyer, who represented Indiana's 4th Congressional District for nearly a decade, has been pardoned by President Trump. Bowyer was found guilty of insider trading in 2023, had served nearly 2 years in prison before being released back in 2025. He had represented Jasper, Newton, White, and a portion of Tippecanoe County and other counties as well for nearly two decades. In granting the pardon, the president said Bowyer, who was now 67 years of age, had a distinguished career in the military and in Congress. As part of his sentence, Bowyer was to forfeit $350,000 in gains from the stocks and to pay a fine. Bowyer has always maintained his innocence. The American Red Cross has an urgent need for donors to help with the blood supply. There will be two locations conducting such events on Wednesday in White County at the American Legion in Brookston from 1 until 6 p.m. Eastern Time, located at 304 Indiana 43, and also in Benton County at the Audubon Town Hall from 1:30 until 5:30 Eastern Time. All who give will receive a $15 gift card. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.